With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When it comes to crow hunting, there's good places to set up and there's bad places to set up. On this episode, we're going to talk about the five best places to set up for crow hunting and more. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be looking at the best places to set up for crow hunting. Now, turkey season has just recently ended, and when July 1st rolls around, my mind sort of shifts. We go from hunting season to shooting season. When I say that, I mean target shooting, going to the range, just being outside, trying some long-distance shooting, testing new guns, testing new loads, sharpening up, just taking the .22 out on a Saturday morning and just spending some time plinking away at some groups. But it's also a great time for some crow hunting. There's not much you can hunt during the summer, but crow season, at least in Pennsylvania, comes right back in right about now. It's only out of season for about 6 weeks, and then it comes back in right now. Well, maybe it's a little longer than 6 weeks, but whatever it is, it comes back in right around now, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is a great time just to get out into the woods and hunt crows. But it's not just hunting crows. The value to it is threefold, right? Number one, hunting crows is fun. It's worth doing just for that. Number two, getting outside in the summer is great. It's a reason to take you outside and just to get into the woods and to do something. And number three, whenever you're in the woods, you are scouting for other hunting seasons. So whenever I'm hunting crows, I'm looking for deer tracks. Whenever I'm hunting crows, I'm looking for turkey sign. Whenever I'm hunting crows, I'm looking for coyote sign. I'm looking for anything else I can see or find to hunt in the future and in the coming seasons. I want to know what kind of animals are around. I want to know who's out there. Some turkey sign right now is a good sign of who made it through turkey season. Deer sign is a good sign of where you might want to set up in the early archery season. I am always scouting. So crow hunting and crow season is a great time of year, but especially summer crow season is, I think, an awesome time. I really like hunting crows in January and February, but the summer is a beautiful time to be outside, to get some extra scouting, to get into the woods, and where you want to do that is the question. Where are the best places to set up for crow hunting? In case you missed it, we've done several episodes in the past on crow hunting, how to do it, the gear, everything you need to know. So go back and look at those episodes. Today we're going to go a little bit further into the best places, the best areas to set up for crow hunting. So number one best area is higher ground. Higher ground is excellent. It is very helpful. I won't say it is essential because you can hunt lower ground, but it makes things a lot easier. And there's two main reasons for that. One, sound travels well. Right, you're high up on a hill, you're on a ridge, you're on a bench somewhere. That sound is going to travel out from where you're at. Crows are going to be able to hear you from a long ways off. If you're hunting in the middle of a little valley and the sound doesn't go more than 100 yards, then unless they're already there, they're not coming. But if you get some high ground, you can really help that. So you can hide behind trees, you can hide in brush, you can have a blind, whatever you need to do to conceal yourself. You can lean against trees if you're wearing good camo, but whatever you can find is good. And the second reason higher ground is great is because the birds tend to come in lower. You know, when you're in a valley floor, the crows tend to come in, at the height of the hills around the valley. They're not coming swooping down into the valley, so they're going to be out of range a lot of times. But when you're on the high ground, the crows are coming in, well above the tree line where they are, but then as they're approaching the higher ground, they're not necessarily gaining altitude. They're coming at the same altitude they're flying at. So there's a much better chance, if you have some high ground, that they're going to be within range altitude-wise of where you're at. The number one reason for failed crow hunts in my life, and I mean more than one or two or five, the number one reason for failed crow hunts is not that crows didn't come in. I have never gone crow hunting in my life and not had crows come in. Maybe not at every stand or every setup, but I don't think I've ever gone out a day and not had crows come in at one point or another or multiple points. But I've had many days where I've gone home without any crows, and the number one reason is they just didn't get close enough. They didn't get close enough. Or I'll give you another hint. You know, this is a pro tip for you. I shot before they got close enough because I thought that might be within range. And instead of waiting for them to get closer or even for them to leave, because if they leave, other ones might come. But you start shooting, that could be the end of that spot, depending on how you're hunting. Now, if you're hunting a grain field at harvest time, and there's crows everywhere, then you can literally shoot hundreds in a day from one blind. But for the kind of hunting we're doing here, in the hills, in the woods, public land, in the summertime, early summer, or even in the wintertime, chances are, once you open fire in a particular spot, you may get a second wave that comes in after that, but that's about it. But the number one reason for failed crow hunts is they just didn't get in close enough, or I shot before they got closer, whatever it might be. But if you got higher ground, that helps you because you are higher, you've got less distance, but now they're coming into you more from the side or slightly above you than way above you. So number one best area to hunt crows, higher ground. Number two best area to hunt crows is places with good cover for you. Good concealment, good cover, natural blinds, natural, sometimes I like to hunt on the edge of a clearing behind a big jagger bush. I'll hunker down and just sort of kneel behind that big bush. Harder to do that in the winter, but in the summer, that thing, you could have 100% concealment from many angles. So you need some cover. Now, yes, you can deck yourself out in perfect camo. You can lean against a tree, sit against the tree as if you're turkey hunting, and try to fool them. And that will work. It will work, but it's a lot of work. It takes my patience. And especially if you're a new hunter or you're taking someone with you or you're taking a young person with you or whatever it might be, chances are the average hunter, the average new hunter or young hunter is not that developed in being still and being perfectly camouflaged. So you want to look for cover that you and them can hide behind, and or you set up a blind, and then when the time's right, boom, you stand up or you pull the window open and you take your shots. So you want to have some good cover for hiding. Number three best area to hunt crows. You want hills that carry the sound, not just the high ground that you're on, but if you want to be able to use the terrain, use the hills that are around you to be able to carry the sound. Let that sound travel. You want it to be able to echo off a hillside and in the distance and then go out further, as opposed to, being in the, like I said, in a ditch, in a valley, as opposed to, things that are really thick, the sound's not going to cover good travel as far. But if you got hills that are rocky terrain, outcroppings, sheer faces, stuff like that is going to carry that sound a lot better. So you want to look for hills that can carry the sound, because I found the number one reason crows don't come in my experience, they didn't hear the call. Number one reason, they just didn't hear it. So whatever you can do to amplify that sound, to use the terrain like an amphitheater, is really what you're trying to do and get that sound to travel further.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Number three best areas to hunt crows, edges of fields. Crows like fields, especially they like planted fields, but they like all different kinds of fields because fields offer a variety of different food options. Even fallow fields, you will often find crows, they're looking for mice, they're looking for whatever they can find, whatever they can see. You got to remember, crows pretty much all birds, they're not great at diving and swooping through forests and trees and canopies. You know, they need open area. They need to be able to have a trajectory to get in there and then to get out. You know, they're kind of like airplanes. They do not take off and land, you know, straight up and down. They need runway. They need room. So openings and clearings, and not just like a 20 by 20 foot clearing. You know, that might work good for hunting turkeys on the ground, but when it comes to crows, you know, fields work really good. The edges of fields work good. You wanna look for places where, you know, there might be around farms is great, around areas like that where there's flocks of crows or murders of crows, as the technical term may be. Number five best areas would be thick cover for hiding. I mean, really, really thick stuff. Now, I don't mean thick canopy. I don't mean thick trees. I mean thick ground cover that you can hide in, that you can get down in, that you're able to just disappear into as you wait for them to come by. You know, sometimes if you got real tall grass or switchgrass or whatever it is, you can bring get it like a camo blanket, like a mesh tarp, you know, and you just drape that over top of you, literally just sit there. You can see through it well enough to see if there's crows around. And then when you're ready to shoot, you just jerk it off of you, stand up and shoulder your shotgun and take your shots. You know, it can be that simple. You don't need a ton of gear. You don't need a ton of money. Using whatever cover, whatever thick areas you can. Now, on the other side of this, there are some worst areas to hunt crows. So give you some bonuses for this. And I talked about already, you know, deep spots where you're too low. The crows are going to come in at the level of the hills around you. And if you're deep in a ravine or in a valley, it's unlikely that they're going to come in close to you unless you've got maybe a clearing and you've got some decoys in that clearing. And you're maybe able to entice them to come in to land around those decoys, but that is a lot harder to do in a valley. That's a lot harder to do in a low spot. Another bad place to hunt crows is when you got high trees. You need to think to yourself, okay, whatever height the trees are, can I effectively shoot 10 feet above that? Is that within range? You know, I've hunted in places where there are, you know, mature hardwoods. They are tall. I mean, branches reaching really high. You know, might be clear enough to get good shooting windows through, but you're talking about trees that are 100 feet tall, and, you know, the crows, they never get close enough. They just, doesn't matter how close they, because they're not going to fly through the branches. They're not going to come into the canopy most of the time. They're going to stay above the branches, above the canopy. They're going to circle around in that area above you and just never get close enough. I've had, I don't know, dozens of crows, multiple spots coming in, just swarming and circling and just cawing up a storm and can't just never get close enough. And then I realized this is a great place to hunt and it's a terrible place to hunt. It's a great place because there's a lot of crows around here. It's a terrible place because there's no way they're ever going to get close enough because these trees are just too tall. So you got to be careful with that. Now in summer, That's not as big of a deal because you can't see through the canopy, right? You've got thick leaves and thick canopy in the wintertime. You know, you think you could shoot through all that stuff and you might have a good shooting lane, but it's just too far to get to the birds. So you need to be mindful, though, of, you know, what is the altitude these birds are going to come in at? And can you get them to land? That's the best case scenario. You set up some decoys in front of you. You get those crows to come in and land among the decoys. And as they come in to land, you know, they make that final approach. That's when you want to shoot them. Because they're slowing down. They're real close. They're just sort of hovering in the air there. And bam, you have the perfect shot. So that's what you're looking for. That's what you're waiting for. That's the ideal situation. You know, other good spots and good areas, just some bonuses. You know, if you have logging roads, maybe, that are, you know, through a hilly area, you get in a higher place in the logging road. And chances are, if there's logging roads, the trees aren't going to be that tall because they log them every, whatever it is, 20, 30, 40 years. So you've got 20, 30 foot tall trees. You got a logging road, nice clear area you can sit. And then you have this sort of slit in the canopy, right? That follows, you know, where the road is. So you start calling. These birds are flying over. They're circling. And then they can't see you because, you know, you're under the canopy. But as soon as they cross against that slit there, you know, that the logging road opens in the canopy, you have a perfect window. And you just pop them and they all fall in the same spot, you know, right along the road there. So, you know, that's another situation. Should you and could you hunt crows around water? I don't recommend it unless you have a dog. And even then, I don't recommend hunting crows with a dog because I think the dog's going to spook the crows unless you got a really good dog. Or if you want to swim out into the water to retrieve them, which I guess is a doable thing. But, I don't know. I've not had great success hunting crows around water. I think because they can see so well and so far that they just didn't want to get close to me. But around trees, you know, the cover, everything, it's a little more uniform. There's more stuff going on everywhere. There's more things for them to look at, more things for them to focus on than just me at the edge of the water trying to blend in. So I feel like they're a little more focused around water. That's not science. That's not research. That's just a little bit of me search from what I've seen. So I hope those tips are helpful for you guys. Just to summarize them again, higher ground, good cover, hills that carry the sound, edges of fields, and then, you know, thick areas on the edge of, on the fringes of fields or in the middle of fields where you can maybe cover yourself or just sit down amongst the thickness and maybe even logging roads in the hills. But altitude is key. Open area is key. Area for them to fly is key. And keeping the tree height lower is key. So head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Got a bunch of other episodes on crow hunting you can look at, as well as all different other kinds of hunting. So till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.